Blog Talk Radio.
Kate Loving and the Collective Wisdom. My name is Kate Loving Shank of www.praytoheal.com. My guest tonight is Sheila Audette, astrology's astrologer, and the topic is violence in America as seen from an astrological perspective. We will focus in on the recent shooting and attempted assassination of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords in Tucson, Arizona. The call number is 347-205-9200. Hello, dear Sheila.
Hello, Kate.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay.
We won't say what that means.
No, we won't say what that means. I almost did. from an astrological, I want to take the point of view a little bit out of the physical and into the spiritual, because when I did, I've done a group of people. Of course, they're solar charts, and that means a solar chart means it's in the middle of the day, but it still means it's their natal chart of the day they were born. So you look. When you're looking at a group of people that come together in a tragedy, you look for the excitation in a chart, which is called the similarities in what in the charts. Because in the way I look at things, there are volunteer groups to, in some way, enlighten people in kind of a Uranian kind of strike that says, wake up, you know. Let's be real about how many people were killed here that was so catastrophic in America, which is great, but this is happening every day in other countries. I mean, terrorists are coming up and bombing 40, 50, 60 people at a time in other countries. It's a way of life in some way. And this, thank God, is so catastrophic in America. Thank God we live in America, that it is catastrophic in America. A lot of people are talking about how to understand the shooter, you know, Jared Lee. Well, thank God a lot of people don't understand him, because if we start to totally get into the brain of that insanity, we're all going to be insane. I mean, it's an impossible thing to understand insanity. And I must tell you that Jared Lee Lautner has the most powerful, he has a double yod in his chart, which is it was his double pointer of destiny. Now, I'm not saying he could not have gone another way, but I do think that there are moments of things that come together that are preordained in some way. And the one yod is Mars in Aries, which is where the point of the yod comes out. And it goes to the moon sun conjunction and Pluto, which is plutonic. And he has Pluto and Scorpio. Pluto and Scorpio and Mars in Aries, they are in their own signs, which means not everybody that has that is going to do something like this. But still in all, the chart points toward some kind of destiny. Now, when you look at Gabrielle Gifford, by the way, Gabrielle Gifford is already breathing. She's off machine, the machine. So,
well, that's a miracle.
That is a miracle in itself, the miracle of the man that sat there and stopped her bleeding, put her head in,
yes,
against her chest.
Beautiful man, yeah.
The man that threw his body over top of his wife. There were, you know, in the face of fear, heroes in many ways, heroes become masters of fear. They find they can become, how far they can go and how heroic they become. Now, every single one of these charts, I've done Gals, I've done Christina's, I've done Jarrett's, I've done the Judge John Roll. Every single one of those charts in their natal chart has Neptune retrograde.
Oh, my gosh. What a tremendously amazing synchronicity.
They're all different ages. And
sure.
Gabrielle has Uranus retrograde, Jupiter retrograde, and Neptune retrograde in her chart. Now, one of my definitions of retrograde, again, is some kind of thing that is preordained, some kind of thing that something hasn't been cleared up, and certain groups voluntarily come in to put magnify. She is a Gemini. She has the sun in Gemini. And she has the moon in Leo. I do think because of Jared, his Venus is on top of her moon. Now, everybody is saying this is purely political. I do think this was a stalker of her. I think if they went back over things where she talked and all, they would find him in the crowd.
Apparently, he has been known to be in the crowd, and he has at least had her on his mind. That's true.
I didn't know that. But when if you look astrologically and you see the Venus in Leo that is on top of her moon, that means he was emotionally drawn to her. And she was a beautiful woman and very dynamic.
Still is.
The moon in Leo is a magnet. In many ways, it's a magnetic kind of thing. So that is one of the connections in the chart. And his Neptune is also retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as I said, she has Neptune retrograde in Scorpio, though, meaning basically, you know, there is some Scorpio is the sign of life and death issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sign of, you know, and the fixity of her moon in Leo and she has a Saturn in Taurus. Now, I want to tell you, Saturn in Taurus is going to pull through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you, that book, Stroke of Insight, who wrote that?
Sure.
Jill Bolte Taylor.
Yeah, Jill Bolte Taylor wrote that. And full recovery out of this kind of injury. Full recovery, but she came
very
back.
Very rare. Very rare.
Yeah, very rare. So I think that there is going to be, but Saturn, you know, you look at Saturn and Taurus, and this is some kind of a breaking open, but she's volunteered to break open not only for herself, but to break this whole issue open. And I cannot go by the fact that words do not create effect. Words do create effect. I am not saying Sarah Palin, but you do not put targets on maps because in the neurolinguistic, in the brain, that was a visual. Those targets were on that map. That was a visual. It was then auditory. It was talked about. It's reload. We have to watch our language. Our
yes.
language creates reality. That
yes.
Every word that comes out of our mouth creates a story.
Right.
So we have to begin to really be careful about that. Now I'm going to tell you something really amazing. Jared Lee Lochner has the sun and moon in Virgo. Okay? Christina T. Green, the little girl. Jared Lee Lochner was born on September the 10th. Christina T. Green was born on September the 11th. So now we know that they have their suns are on top of each other.
Yes.
His sun is at 18 degrees Virgo 16, and hers is 18 Virgo 59. So we have conjunct suns. So now we're saying, okay, out of 360 degrees in the zodiac, and this girl was born on a tragedy, and she died on a tragedy, and I want to tell you, these parents, the parents of her, are like the most loving, mature spiritual beings in a human experience that you can even encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Every word out of their mouth is what a loving child, and we had 9 years with her, and this was meant to be, and every single word that comes out of their mouth is not, I go by the five chapters. Chapter one is, you know, I did an awful thing. I don't know why I did it, you know, fell into this hole. Chapter two is I fell into the hole and walked down the street and fell into the hole, and now it's your fault. Chapter three is I'm going to survive. I walk down, I fall into the hole, but I'm going to survive, and I'm going to see the bigger message in all of this. I think that's
right.
Where her parents are, and that's how she was brought up. And that child was in politics very young, and she was drawn toward this space. She was drawn toward this woman. And I know the woman that took her is really very in catastrophe. She's very upset, the woman that took her, the neighbor. But that was where this whole thing was supposed to happen. Now, she has the sun in Virgo. John, who else?
The judge?
No, the judge is an Aquarius. He has the moon in Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
The Virgo all over the place here. He also has Uranus retrograde, John Roll, Saturn retrograde, Pluto retrograde, all of these. There's so many retrogrades in this chart, in these charts. And it's almost like it was a destiny thing. Let's talk about Virgo, moon and sun in Virgo. Now, I want to tell you that at the same time, almost around the same time, Ted Williams, the homeless man, was picked up on YouTube. You know about that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He is also moon and sun in Virgo.
He has the most beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, he has been sober for 2 years, and the reason I say that is because all of a sudden he's catapulted to fame,
mm-hmm.
and that might be difficult for someone who is actively doing drugs and alcohol. Thank God he's been sober for 2 years, and hopefully he can, you know, maintain that sobriety in the face of this amazing phenomenon.
He has also drawn Dr. Phil into this, and that is really a good thing, because Dr. Phil, I thought this was a wonderful thing. The show on Dr. Phil, and it's going to be on tomorrow, with his whole family, but there was really things brought up of what a fragile position he's in, past history also can predict further future history. And that he has made it before, and about addiction, you booze and drink and all as much in celebration as you do in tragedy. A lot of people don't really get that.
And I was
also amazed when he met his mother, that he got down on his knees and he was like going, "Mommy, mommy." He almost went back to a 7-year-old. You know, his wife, I saw a little bit of her, his ex-wife, and she seems like a wonderful person, you know? So, anyway, to get back to the Virgo is, you know, when you have the moon and the sun in Virgo, and, you know, this Ted Williams has gone through 15 years of street living, not easy life. You know, living on the street and being homeless and being in that kind of thing is really hard. And Jared Lee Lochner, I heard, I try to listen to other things other than the things that are just being said about, you know, his brain and the mental illness and all. The one boy said he would always go over and want him to come out to play, and the parents would never let him come out to play, wouldn't let him be with other children.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, ooh, you know, wait a minute, you know, some kind of stuff going on there. But the Virgo, the sun in a chart has a dot in the middle and a circle, which means it's the seed. And I may, and I'm going to say this about astrology. Everybody goes, oh, my gosh, that's a Leo. Oh, my gosh, that's this, that's a that. That is, it's a process to get to your sun sign. The seed in a chart has to be broken open. And breaking open means not only nourishing and watering and taking care of something, but it also means it has to break open. It has to burst. It has to crack. So that's why when you see a lot of people that have made it in their professions, in any profession, they say their failure was the biggest thing, because the failure is where they broke open.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having the sun in Virgo, and then a lot of times the moon is in another sign. It's not in the same sign. By the way, when you have the moon-sun conjunction like this in one sign, it means a lot of times that it's like a master's class. It's like one lifetime, two lifetimes, three lifetimes. It's like living a master's class. So when you're living a master's class and you do something like this, it means it's big. Now, Virgo is an M. For the people that don't know, but everybody must know. And then it's an M with a glyph that turns in toward the center. So Virgo is mental, physical, emotional, and the line that turns in toward the center is spiritual. Now, on Scorpio may seem to a lot of people to be an easier sign, but Scorpio, the point turns out. So there is a thing where you can reach. But Virgo means it has to come from the inside. Therefore, a lot of pop astrology and everything goes right away. Virgos are critical about everybody else. Well, basically, Virgos, in order to criticize somebody else, you have to be critical of self. So there is a perfectionist thing in the Virgo that puts criticism on self. So then when you put the moon in Virgo, that means the outside environment is also critical. If you start with the moon, meaning the mother, and no matter if you're adopted or taken away from the mother in the beginning, it still means that you have 9 months almost in your mother's environment, the moon.
Yes.
And that's where it says it's the mother in astrology. Well, then you're born and you're with the maternal person and you have that. Then you reach out to the family and you reach out to the community and you reach out to the school and the church, etc. It becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. What happens with the Virgo sometimes, a child with the moon in Virgo and the sun in Virgo, is the criticism is so great that there's not the ability to reach out because they're afraid they're going to be criticized. They're afraid of criticism. So almost, you know, when they're talking about him sitting in class and laughing out loud at, and I'm not saying that he was probably got to the point that he is schizophrenic and delusional and all of those kind of things, but still in all of it, that can be an armor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bully, the person that laughs incongruently, all of that kind of stuff keeps you thinking you're staying out of criticism when in fact you're getting more criticism and you're getting isolated more and more and more.
Right.
So he was isolated. He had himself isolated down to almost just him and her. Just him. And of course, you know, she is a Gemini. And so what we're talking about is that is on the mutable axis. And he has Jupiter in Gemini. Jupiter expands. Jupiter makes things bigger than they are. Jupiter in Gemini makes the story bigger than it is. They don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Mm-hmm.
I should be careful. I have Jupiter in Gemini here. Natalie. I'm talking about myself, okay? So anyway, I think that he had her in a place of obsessiveness because that Jupiter it is laying on top of her sun sign. So he had, and who knows in his delusional brain, but he had a really, and the thing is that somehow in the classroom, in all of these places, nobody seemed to reach out and say, get an evaluation, you know. This something's not right here. And now that, then again, that's the second chapter, and now it's everybody else's fault, which it isn't. You know, it's an event that's bigger in life, and it's an event that is showing us that every time we bully, every time we criticize, every time we go to war, all of those things are creating this kind of thing. And then something happens like this, and it's catastrophic. Interesting fact is that Gabrielle's progressed Mars was at 0 degrees of Leo, right, you know, in the same axis of fire as Jared Lee Lochner's Mars in Aries. It's a fire. It's, it's the whole fire thing. She had her progressed sun was at 26 of Cancer, which means basically she's in the last part of Cancer. So it may take her some time to recuperate, but I think she's going to do her best work. I think this is the end of a chapter. And also, her sun being in Cancer means, and the United States sun in Cancer means it affected the whole nation, you know?
Well, anything she chooses to do in the future, she will be totally recognized, totally, you know, she'll be a hero herself because she survived. That she a miracle, in a sense, she's a miracle survivor. Yes. Now, I have a question before
sure.
you go on. Now, you had said everybody in chart involved in this scene of total catastrophe, from our perspective anyway, had Neptune retrograde.
Yes.
Explain now what that would indicate.
Neptune retrograde in a chart means that the soul has a mission. The soul, the invisible world, where we come from, the energy form, where we can come from, the vortex, has a mission. And that mission is a group of people, retrograde, that is made, I don't understand totally, but is made in another lifetime or is made before, because retrograde goes backwards when it's retrograde. It looks like it's going backwards. So it's retrograde means it's going back to clear something up that people are just in denial about or not seeing. Or just going along saying, all of this political stuff and people yelling at people and Congress and everything is not affecting. But it is. It's affecting.
Oh, yeah.
It's cause and effect. And the effect is this. So Neptune, in some way, you know, Neptune, you know, we have this whole thing where we're going around with Uranus, Jupiter on top of each other this month, okay? Uranus, Jupiter in Pisces. What is the ruler of Pisces?
Neptune.
Neptune is the ruler of Pisces, and it's exalted, and it's also exalted, you know, Jupiter's exalted in Pisces. So you're going to have some kind of big event. You're going to have some kind of startling event. I mean, if you go by astrology at all, there's going to be. Now, Jupiter, at the end of this month, will move out. It's going to move January the 22nd, and it'll move into Aries, 0 degrees of Aries. So it's, you know, Neptune is, you know, I always, everybody seems that Neptune is a benevolent thing. Yes, that was Joanne.
I know. I like that laugh.
Well, you know, if you watch, the gods are not benevolent. The gods are off with your head. I just watched this movie, Percy Jackson, and you know it was about Hades and Zeus and Poseidon. They don't fool around. They don't fool around.
Zeus
just sent down a lightning bolt right there. And he goes, okay. And they don't look at our human incarnation the way we do. They just look at us as energies and souls.
Yes.
And so, okay, I'm just going to break up the density there and show you what is going on in a mild neighborhood. And if you look at it, it always comes at a place that you would never think.
Mm-hmm.
Heroes are born at places that are just little places that are out in farms and all this other thing. And, you know, it's the whole manger thing. So now, you know, the event happened. Now, it's not looking back and going over and over and over again. And God, not putting this guy's face on every single newspaper, USA Today, you know, every newspaper in New York, his picture's blown up in front of the Post and all to full page. It's not celebrating that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It seems that we celebrate the shooter. I mean, we didn't know 2 days who these other people were. We knew who the little girl was, and we knew that Gabby got hit, and we knew that the judge got hit. Okay,
I think another lightning bolt that has hit in this scenario would be the radical gun-crazed atmosphere in Tucson or the whole state of Arizona, that just within the next week or so, they are about to vote on a law that would allow everybody to have guns, concealed weapons, no matter where you are, teachers, students, everybody walking the streets, in bars. And this is something that's going a little bit too far. And this law was just probably about to be at least considered in the legislature when this occurred. Now, that is very dramatic as well.
Well, Kate, in the Wild West, they all had them.
Well, yeah. Except
I mean,
we don't live in the Wild West,
but, you know.
They still do in Arizona, evidently.
Yeah, well, and, you know, man, we have to watch man. You know, man will always have weapons. And, you know, these wars, we were just watching, what was the show we watched about Kipling? I don't know, it was
a Masterpiece Theater.
It was Masterpiece Theater 2 nights ago about how the English, when they fought the German, the counts, Joanne and I were both shocked. They said, how many thousand, Joanne, and the first that went in?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
the thing is, it's not just about guns.
No.
The hate that is taking place, and mm-hmm. the sheriff of Tucson, one of the little counties there, has made a very dramatic, a courageous stand by saying what he is saying. And he's saying quite a bit more than what you see on the news.
Well, and I saw a lengthier thing of it, and the man is courageous and a hero.
He's a hero.
He is a hero. And you should do his chart, too, because
what we're talking about here is we're talking about this Neptune thing, which is emotion. In Australia, they're having floods, which is a water, actual physical water, you know. But, the Neptune effect here is the emotional turbulence that has just shot it's also this Uranian lightning bolt down to just clarify the air and say, see the consequences of what you're doing. Now let's look at this, feel this, and see it in a more complete light. And mm-hmm. Neptune is creative energy exposing itself in flood-like proportions. And boy, have we got it! Oh.
No, that's a good point. A good point. Yes.
That was Reverend Joanne Glass, by the way.
Yes, thank you, Joanne.
This is absolutely incredible situation in our country, because I've wondered the second year with the dissension in Congress and the absolute determination of to find fault with anything Obama does, what is it that's going to happen to clarify the air and bring some light to this to the stupidity, to the inadequacy of this kind of confrontation? And this, I think, is it. Don't you?
Yes. Tom, are
Thank
you
God.
There?
Thank God.
I'm here.
Good.
I'm
There's
here.
Tommaso.
Tom.
Martyr. Yes.
I
just thought
know,
you...
I didn't know if I were if I was on automatically. I was I didn't try to venture in. I don't know how this works. I'm new to technology.
Oh, not really. But
get bold.
This technology.
Let's go for it, Tom.
Feel free to say anything you want. I thought you should know that.
Well, when
you could.
When you were talking about this is interesting. The Glock sales, the same model that this kid used to do the shooting. Yesterday they were up 60% in Arizona.
Oh, my gosh.
50%. Now, if you're going to carry a gun for protection or whatever, you know, you talk about creating your own reality. If you buy a gun, whether it's for protection or whether if you're going to, you decide you may have to go out and shoot somebody someday who you disagree with, if you're looking at creating your own reality, boy, you have that thing sitting there. It's not being used. But think of what you're doing when you just go out and purchase a firearm.
Yes.
To carry with you no matter where you go.
Yeah, and did you know that there were two armed people who drew during that scenario out there, in Arizona while the shootings were taking place?
Mm-hmm.
The one guy drew his gun, and when they tackled the guy, he got the gun out, but by the time he got it out, there were already all these people shot. This other guy pulled his gun, and he pointed at the guy who pulled the gun off because he thought this guy was going to do even more shooting.
Yeah.
So the idea that having a firearm, you can protect yourself, you start drawing a gun in a situation like that, the people who are trying to protect other people are going to be shooting each other.
Yes.
Interesting point. Interesting.
Well,
how does it end?
The other the thing to tie in with that, Tom, is they said that they when England went to fight, when they were fighting Germany, that they were so inept that when they were bringing their soldiers back, the wounded, when they were bringing them back toward them, they shot them
well,
too.
They had some prisoners with them as well, and they shot all of them.
They shot all of them.
Miami. Mm-hmm. That was the First World War. The other thing is, we have a friend who works in the sheriff's office in Lancaster, and after Barack Obama was elected, the gun permit thing was out. It was quadrupled. They had to put extra staff on to handle it. So many people applying for guns.
Yes.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
That is true. Where will it end? Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. They were afraid that Obama was going to get soft on guns, and It's huge in this country. It truly is. Oh.
I would like to trace the concept of let's have a political rally and shoot a Gatling gun locally if you're running for mayor, let's go out and you can shoot my AK-47 at my political rally. You know, if you come in, give me a $50 donation. Where in the world did that concept come from? You know, it's got to be something that is implanted in our psyche by some outside organization that wants to sell guns or wants to, you know, world dominance or something. It just doesn't make any sense how the two ever came together.
And let's worship cannons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shoot off cannons and worship cannons. You know, it's. I don't know. It's just a little bit beyond my scope.
Well, the sheriff of Tucson, of one of the little counties there.
Pima.
And actually his name is Sheriff Dupnik.
Yeah.
He said that we, and this is what I said in my prayer today, that we have a personal responsibility not to blame everybody else for this problem.
Yep.
You know, like
chapter
blaming Sarah Palin, even though you know she had that map up and she had Congresswoman Giffords in her crosshair, but not to mention the fact that Congresswoman Giffords was very nervous about being in Sarah Palin's crosshairs. Okay, we won't mention that, but the thing is, even though I just did,
and I did too.
That the sheriff and what I said in my prayer today, we have to take personal responsibility for how we speak and what you said in the very beginning of the program, Sheila, that we have to have a tone of voice that is kind and loving, and we need to be loving. We have to really eradicate all of these negative things from within ourselves, which because we tend to project it outward and blame everybody else. We assume that it's everybody else's problem and that we're perfect.
Well,
I
think, Kate, though, that and I am a pretty, expansive person in many ways, but these videos, the theft video, all these videos that these kids are playing, it has to be programming their mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
programming their mind into violence and brutality. I mean, you cannot sit there and play for hours shooting people down.
Oh, yeah.
Post-traumatic stress syndrome, we teach in this country to love, I hope, to love, be kind to our neighbors. We go, to pray for each other, to do all that. And then we send our boys to war when they're 18, when their front of their brain is not fully even developed, and tell them to kill people. And then they come back with post-traumatic stress because the brain is fighting two sides. And we say, oh, I why?
And then there's no health care to take care of them.
Yeah, well, I wanted to say there's a thing that the Dalai Lama said at the end of a talk. They said, why didn't you fight back against the Chinese, to the Dalai Lama? And he swung his little feet and he smiled and he said, well, war is obsolete, you know. Then after a few moments, his face got grave and he said, of course, the mind can rationalize fighting back, but the heart would never understand. Then you would be divided in yourself, the heart and the mind, and the war would be inside you projecting out to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So, that is profound in many ways. I mean, it's profound. And again, I'm saying that in other countries, this is happening almost once, twice a week, maybe more, that a terrorist
mm-hmm.
is going in and blowing up 40 or 50 people. And it's like, we thank God, as I said, that this that happened here is catastrophic. We know that our country is really different in many ways.
Well, European countries and in the UK, policemen do not carry guns. People don't own guns. There's none of this gun crazy kind of atmosphere that we have in this country. So in a lot of ways, we are headed, I'll never forget, as you all know, my mother, Kitty Loving Schenck, she saw this coming, this whole thing that happened over the weekend that's been happening in this country with all of this crazy gun-toting rhetoric and when I say responsibility, I think it has to do with not knowing how people who are mentally unstable, like the gentleman who did the shooting and many, 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 many others, are going to take hateful rhetoric. They're not going to take it, and they do things that are very destructive in our society.
9/11, they use planes.
And when you have all this availability to weapons, it makes it much, much worse.
Yeah.
All this paranoia, and there is a lot of paranoia in our society about the federal government. Everybody has it.
We have the news, and we have CNN, and they're chunking it up every minute.
Yeah.
They're chunking it up. There are many ways really bringing the war of words right there. Fox
mm-hmm.
against CNN, It really has to be toned down. And Rush
yes.
Limbaugh going after that mayor, he went after that mayor, He said he was...
The mayor?
He said the mayor was insane.
Who's it?
Rush Limbaugh.
And which mayor is that?
The mayor that you're talking about.
Sure.
Oh, the sheriff?
Yeah,
the sheriff.
The sheriff.
Okay. The sheriff. He's not the mayor, the sheriff.
Yeah, and he has a big audience, that boy.
Well, I Sheriff Dutnick is one of the most courageous human beings. He knew that when he said what he said,
mm-hmm.
and he's giving interviews on TV, he knows he's going to be a target, and it doesn't seem like he gives a damn.
Well, what I liked about his statement was that he thinks that he said, I know I'm not alone, and he's not alone because I agree with him, and we all agree with him. I mean, he's pointing out, he's making a point that needs to be made, which is, and I tell you, this Lochner, I mean, you look at this guy, and I'm telling you, he was, this man's an old soul that I think was on a point of destiny, and he's done a great service here to us and to our country, and it's going to be a heavy price he's going to pay. But it's a physical price, yeah. And but man, I think it was an instrument of God.
I really believe it's possible, just quickly, that the Tea Party and Sarah Palin and even Glenn Beck and all of these hateful people are this. Their day might be over.
God, I certainly hope it's got a dent in it. Anyway, I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tom. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tom.
I would like everyone to just peruse all the different pictures you see of Lochner. And you look at how he's morphing in all these different pictures. But the one picture where he was really connected was when he was working on that book. There was like a book sale event or something.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see him, he's out there. He's connected to the public.
Mm.
He's not alone taking a picture of himself on the internet on his cell phone. He's out there connected. He looks like a normal kid, and the idea that you can get yourself into a situation where the military doesn't even want you. You're in a junior college. You're acting out. You get kicked out of school. You're in a situation where you don't have any kind of, not even positive or negative interaction. You don't have any interaction at all.
Isolated.
With your peers or with any. You're totally isolated. And you also look back at the fact that all social programs are getting cut right and left. A month before all this happened, the whole mental health in Arizona was slashed by 50%. You just look at all these things about connection and non-connection, and we really can't allow ourselves as a society to let these people fall through the cracks and then just start condemning them, like they're crazy and all this kind of stuff. People have to reach out. You know, like we can't just let this stuff go and say, like Rush Limbaugh, oh, he was a nutcase. Like we're all responsible for that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. We are
okay,
all responsible
I have a
for
question.
Each other.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, I know that you work with a lot of children. I want to know if he'd walked into your classroom, what you would have done.
You mean like in the beginning?
Yeah, I mean like if he'd walked in and you knew that he was off and a little off and he was acting out, I would have
taken him. The first thing I would have done would be to get him into a room where it's just the two of us,
mm-hmm.
and the first thing we do is talk.
Right.
You open up to the party. You don't run down the hall and talk to some dean.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
And what's this all about? You know what's going on? You know what?
But
you
would
have
connected. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know you would have
nobody
because
nobody did that. At least that we've heard of. Man.
Well, I saw an interview with the teacher in question, and she immediately dialed 911. I have seen Tom with troubled children, and that is exactly what he has done.
Yes.
Well, you know that's
like
what he
that.
Did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need teachers in the system that do not run to the dean, that do not run down the hall, that do not say, oh, I'm so scared, I don't know what to do. We need teachers that will connect.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And
good point.
We need teachers I worked with the CAP program, and in the back studio, I had two children going with they broke bottles and they're going after each other. I didn't run down out. I ran in and stood between them. I mean, you sit them down and you go sit. Now let's talk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the only way that you can get any kind of connection and begin to make them, begin to have them emotionally connect.
Mm-hmm.
This boy, it seems, has been, was, you know, I don't know if you were on the air, Tom, when I said I was very interested in the boy next door that grew up with him, that every time he went for him to go out to play, he wasn't allowed to come out. He wasn't allowed to play with other children. So he was isolated right away. And he said, and then when he would come out, then the children were so used to him being isolated that they start, you know, that he was separate. So it was set up right in the beginning.
Yeah. No, his parents did not want him to be, to cause a scene of any sort, I guess. They didn't want him to be diagnosed with a mental illness. They didn't want him to.
Well, he caused a scene, Kate.
He did.
He caused a major scene.
Yeah, that's right. He did.
Because if you keep repressing and repressing, and then it just blows out. And now we're going to go into a court of law and talk all about this. I mean, you cannot, you know, we cannot understand insanity. I mean, you have to be insane yourself, be nuts yourself to understand what's going on in a delusional, paranoid brain. It's just, you know, he was insane. Nobody goes and shoots 20 people that does not have...
Okay, now Sheila, put this together with the you said he had 2 yards? Define a yard. Explain what a yard is and what its effect is, because this guy had 2 of them, doesn't he?
We had a yard. The little girl has a mystic rectangle. She was a mystic. She came in on a tragedy, and he has 2 yards. They are, in astrology terms, they call them finger of God. It's almost like a destiny path. It's 2 in conjuncts with a sextile. It's like a pointer, and it points. And when you see 2 of them in a chart, you hardly ever get one. If you get 2 of them, it means basically it's like a master's class. They came in to do something. It's an instruction. It's like a pointer. They've come in to instruct.
Mm-hmm.
He came in to do this, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, I remember you saying that Johnny Depp had 3 yards.
Yes. Good for you, Kate.
I'm good. I remembered.
You are good.
This is a classroom here.
Yes. Yes, he's a Gemini, Johnny Depp, you know. But, you know, a yod, it's 2 in conjuncts. That's like rubbing something the wrong way. That's what yods are. I mean, that's what in conjuncts are. They're called in conjuncts. They rub, they're like agitators.
It's against the grain.
Mm-hmm. It rubs, and Johnny Depp does, every piece of material he does is against the grain.
Yeah.
I mean, he you know, they wanted to fire him from Pirates. Because they said, you know, he's playing
too gay.
And he said, well, of course, all my characters are gay.
I love him. Isn't that beautiful? That is beautiful.
You know, I don't think he played gay in The Tourist with Angelina Jolie, though. Hey.
So this is quite an experience, you know, that we're all going through. And I know that... here in Lancaster County, when those dear little Amish children were all killed.
We had lunch with a psychologist who was the first one. Betty Finney called in with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go on, Kate. I'm sorry I interrupted.
No, that was whenever a tragedy like this happens in a local area, it does shock the nation. But I think... for some reason, this has eclipsed almost everything else. Yeah,
there was an eclipse on the 4th.
I know. I just thought I'd say that.
And we do, you know, we do have we have Pluto and Capricorn. You know, and I think that Obama, I mean, there by the grace of God, I bet you're not going to see those kids standing beside him very publicly. Because there, by the grace of God, is one of his daughters. And I'm sure that shook him to the bottom of his core.
Well, yes, and he's going there tomorrow, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's going to make a speech. Going to be a very important speech. And I think I'm just sending energy to him to really do it. Because he can do it. I know he can.
And you have to know that this Jared Lee Lochner, at 11 o'clock, silenced the whole nation. That when they asked for silence for that period of time, that one person, that soul, that silenced the whole nation.
Well, we're going to very much send energy to President Obama tomorrow, and I imagine his wife is going along.
Yeah.
I think we need to really put protection around them. They're walking into a hellhole, and they need to be blessed in every way.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make any comparisons here. I think you probably all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I just think that he needs everything that we've got tomorrow, everything that we can give psychically to protect him.
I'll tell you, Jared Lee Lochner's progressions, his son was in Libra.
Mm-hmm.
Progressed son. Obama's son went into Libra on the 25th of August. So, and Saturn is in Libra. And somehow, there it is, it's lined up there. That's Saturn brings a lesson, a world lesson. There it is. Saturn is lined up with his son, this Jared Lee's son. And Obama's son has gone into Libra, which is, you know, Virgo. Where it was a lot of criticism. But when it goes into Libra, there's kind of a balance. And you have to say that this act is bringing Obama there to balance something out.
And I think he certainly has the spirit to do it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
he
else?
Will. What else?
Don't forget the obvious miracle throughout this whole thing.
Oh, yes.
I really think that Gabi is going to be back in the house.
Yeah.
Not right away. I think she's going to be back. I think she's
going to
be highly functional. And I think that we've never had anybody survive anything like this and go back to legislate.
Yeah.
Brady couldn't go back, though. The gun.
Right. But he was pretty damaged, but he also wasn't in a. He wasn't the finesse and the love and the connection that Gabi has.
No.
Well, she has Saturn in Taurus and the Moon in Leo and the Sun in Gemini. Saturn in Taurus is a fighter. Mercury in Taurus also is speaking about it.
Yeah.
And she wasn't against. She wasn't voting against the gun.
She's a very centrist woman. Yeah.
The gun thing.
No, apparently she has the same gun that her assailant
has. She has a Glock, and she knows how to use it. And the whole idea, this idea about protecting yourself, it's that's the culture out there. Colorado, Arizona, Texas. You know?
I remember my son Louis went to visit his father. He was 12, and they went to visit a friend there, and he said, "Mommy, we went to eat, and there were holes in the ceiling. Everybody had guns on." He was so shocked.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you know, he said it was like the Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different culture, you know.
But that culture too, there's an energy that gets sucked down into a real kind of survival mentality.
Yeah.
You know, it's the kind of energy you get, like if you go to the Gettysburg battlefield and you go into a restaurant there and you see the bullet holes in the walls.
Yeah.
Pretty soon you start to feel like you're losing your appetite.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see any people there and you wonder why the people aren't there eating. Well, it's like there's this energy about violence that just settles in. And when everyone's sitting around with a gun because they want to be able to protect themselves, you know, as you said, Sheila, when you went through your three steps there, you go from a more and more desperate situation.
Yeah.
Pretty soon you're thinking that you're the one in the room that thinks that everybody's out to get you, and you pull the gun on everybody else.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Completely. And, you know, how did he get 3 inches from her? I mean,
she was totally
unprepared. I know, but it would be like a slow motion thing. I mean, you know, people, when something like that happens, you know, it's almost a moment where people freeze. I mean, it's so catastrophic that that you can't even comprehend.
Well, this was 12 to 18 seconds. I mean, it was half a minute.
Yeah, it does, you know, but I bet, you know, a lot, they froze. I mean, it's like, well, Tom said that two people did pull guns, right, Tom?
Well, this is after they had him, it took until the guy that had done all the shooting and was down with two people on top of him. It took them that long to get their guns out, to realize what was happening and to get their guns out.
Well, there you go. There you go. Even, you know, what good were they in some way? Because, wow.
Well,
they took him down, but everybody that took him down, he did not get killed.
That's one of the miracles, I think, that he did not get killed.
I love it when the 61-year-old woman saw him take out another magazine clip, and she jumped in there and grabbed it.
Wrapped it around.
After she was playing dead.
Yeah, she saw it right there, and she jumped up and grabbed it, and then simultaneously they had him down on the ground.
Well, that's not freezing. That's mastering fear.
There's something else that, in terms of these idiosyncrasies, the kid comes in there in a taxi cab, and he could have given the cabbie $20, but he wanted his change. You know?
He didn't want his change.
He goes into the grocery store to get the change because he wanted to give the taxi cab, you know, what the taxi cab driver charged, but it wasn't like he was going to give him a $13 tip. He went into Walmart to get his bullets.
Oh, God.
He was looking for cheap bullets. And because he was cheap, Gabi is alive and functional today because he could have paid more money and gotten hollow point bullets.
Well, they said she's off the respirator, and that the doctors said it's a miracle.
Well,
the
prayers that are going out for her are certainly probably why this is her rapid recovery. And every day, you know, they have experts from all over the world coming in, brain surgeons and experts going in to help. So any ordinary person would not have that expertise, you know, to help.
And
well,
these people were going to do their, their demonstration around that funeral of this child tomorrow on Thursday?
Oh, my God.
And did you see how fast, when something they want to get something done, how fast that was passed that they couldn't do it?
It's a matter of hours.
Matter of hours when they really want to do it.
You're talking
Can you imagine
about
wanting to do that around that child's funeral?
You're talking about Colorado Church?
Yes, Colorado Church.
And what was the deal with the little girl? I didn't put that together.
The little girl was born on, you know that he was born on September the 10th, and she was born on September the 11th.
2001, on the day the towers went down.
Yeah, she was born on the day the towers went down.
Yes.
So she's a Virgo, but she's conjunct his son in Virgo. And she has Neptune retrograde in Aquarius and Uranus retrograde in Aquarius. And she has in her chart what we call a mystic rectangle.
Yes.
And she has a moon void, of course. And so it's almost, and Saturn in Gemini, which it's almost like this child came in for 9 years to do this. This was her, and it seems like the parents knew it.
She's very precocious.
And that, you know, and her progressed son was at 3 degrees. Her progressed moon was in Scorpio, right on her ascendant. Now, it was 16 degrees Scorpio 47, which meant in 2 more months, her moon would have went over the ascendant. It was almost, it stopped right there. Almost like she, in some way, was born to do this. Now, her Saturn Saturn in Libra transiting was also lined up with her Mercury in Libra, something balancing out. And I don't know if you heard it, Tom, but all of these charts had Neptune retrograde, every one,
mm-hmm.
which is a spiritual lesson from the other side. It's these are channels, vortex energy of channels that they came together as a group to focus and magnify Neptune, which
mm-hmm.
is, you know, be careful. And, you know, Jupiter is now going into Aries. So this can, you know, that we can either escalate this kind of violence and behavior, or we can begin to use new language, new stories, new ways of acting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was a statement up here in the chat room by Dionysus C., who
mm-hmm.
said, "You have to remember that Neptune retrograde acts as a point of intensification
yeah.
that makes their connection to the, quote, other side madness and a disconnection from reality much stronger."
That's true.
So they were all involved in the same kind of madness at
well,
the same moment.
Well, you can think of Neptune, if you want to think of it as a process. Think of swimming underwater when you can't see.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Think of driving along in the fog that you can't see, and you have to look down and, you know, try to get through it.
Yeah,
that's what Neptune is like on this side. So yes, it really, you know, it magnified. It magnifies everything. So
now I want to tell you that Joan is in the chat room, and she and her sister Betty are talking about wanting some clarification about what we were talking about earlier about the Virgo connection. And that would be the girl, the young girl, and you were just talking about, and the so-called assailant. So that the two of them had sun on sun, and they were both in Virgo, and she came in tragedy and went out in tragedy. We don't know much about him, you know. We don't know.
Don't worry. They will provide.
Well, you know.
You can bet on it, Kate.
If you had, if somebody, there are a lot of people who are interested in the mind of a killer, you know. So there will be a lot that comes out about this. But what we're talking about here tonight is unique, and we're not going to hear that in the mainstream press. And I think it's a great,
Virgos are here to teach us mentally, physically, emotionally, dear Joan, and the glyph turns in spiritual. The Holy Mother is, her sign is Virgo. It's a major, Virgos even are here to somehow find their spirituality, and in finding their spirituality, make the world more accepting.
One of the big things Virgos are doing too is to realize that death is necessary for birth to occur.
Yes.
Something has to die. Something, so they have to come to terms with it, but death is not as an ending, but as a beginning,
mm-hmm.
a facility into a new birth, into a new look, and that's what we're doing here.
Mhm. That's it. It is a very powerful message.
Yeah, powerful. Yeah, it is.
Yes, Virgos get, you know, they get bad press.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson was a Virgo. Look what he did. I mean, Virgos are really, and I mean, his music came from inside out. I mean, it was just incredible.
Joan Adams, we love you.
Joan Adams, we miss you and love you.
Yeah, I do.
She's not going to answer me in that southern talk that I love so much.
She says a Virgo's job is to make the world more accepting.
Yeah, okay, sure.
But they do just the opposite.
Well, having known a few Virgos in my life, they are very critical.
Yes. Yes. I had a wonderful...
Particularly of themselves.
And of Pisces. I had a teacher in New York who was a Virgo, Michael Luton, God love his soul. And he didn't want anybody to know what sign he was. But they're hard on Pisces. A Pisces walked in the room and she said, "Oh, I just don't know. I couldn't find where you were." He said, "You should have felt where we were." "You should have been here first." I said, "That was naughty, Michael." So.
Well, does anybody have anything to add? I think we really said a lot here, and I appreciate your being here, and the two of you, I hope, will be with me again in a month's time. I forget the don't know the date. I should.
That's all right.
Look here. Well, we
and we appreciate
everybody.
Tom being here.
Tom, yeah.
Because it's only because it snowed, right? I would be working tonight, but it was nice to be on and see what you guys were doing.
Tom, I was feeling so special. Now you said that.
Oh, he was very excited.
Who was excited?
You were.
I'm never excited. You know,
is it snowing, Tom? Is it really snowing hard out there? Is it snowing? I can't see.
It's snowing hard out there.
Is it?
Yes. Okay, you're coming back on the 8th of February, 2011.
Sounds great to me.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Love you.
Bye.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
I'm going to play music for mother and children and child. Music for mother and child.